Friday's high around 71. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Spring breakers will love that. The pollen count still in the very high range through the end of the week and probably into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here from my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
With WOW's super fast internet, bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's WOW. Get choice. Get value. Get WOW. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change, prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Turned it up, Jack. It is still cold. I'll turn it up even
I can see my breath.
Better than seeing other things. I'll turn it off. If you get hot, let me know. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. The microphones come on at 6 after, whether we're in the middle of a conversation about the air conditioner or not. Our number 272-9228. Your calls are welcome, and we'll take those calls when you have the opportunity, and we will have the opportunity. I do have a bunch of news to get through. There's a bunch of news we did not get through yesterday. I'd like to get through some of those key stories that I had planned off for yesterday. But we had so much fun with our friend Jeff Poor and the phone calls. We sort of treated it a little bit like a Friday. Our number, 272-9228. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. If you like what you hear, tune in more often. WACV, News Talk 93.1 FM. You can check us out on the TuneIn app. The WACV app is specific to this. So when you download things like the Rich Thomas Weather app, go ahead and download the WACV app. Download TuneIn Radio. You can check us out on the Podbean podcast if you miss any of the program. Download Podbean, search for WACV, and then just scroll till you find News and Views and subscribe. And it'll download to your phone on a daily basis.
Did you know Big Gus was back?
I don't even know Big Gus is, much less that he was gone.
You don't know much.
Well, that's obvious. More apparent daily.
Big Gus is a 20,000-pound cow, steer, bull, whatever, that was in front of Angelo's Steak Pit in Panama City.
And they had to run him out when the storm came?
Well, he got really damaged, but they got damaged? Yeah, but they've repaired him. He's back. Angelo's Steak Pit. I've actually never been, but it's been a
in
Panama City institution.
In the Panama City Beach or the city?
I think it may be on the beach, but it's been there forever.
Front Beach Road. Panama City Beach. I see it. I know exactly where it is.
Do you?
I've never been there.
Well, Big Gus is.
But I'm looking at pictures of the menu and pictures people have taken. I sure would eat there.
Oh, I know. I never have, but it has been there.
You want to go down there one day for lunch? It's about as close as it was when we went to
Jim's Barbecue
up in Billingsley. Jack and I were sitting around the office one day, and I was like, I really want some barbecue. He's like, hey, where do you want to go? I was like, let's go up to Jim's. Seemed like a good idea.
Road and road.
45 minutes later, we're still driving north.
And starving.
I ate so much food that day. Can I have an order of ribs and pulled pork and a quart of stew?
Yeah, and potato salad.
I was hungry at 11. It's now 3:30, and we're just rolling in.
That's so funny.
Our number, 272-9228. Speaking of Billingsley, we got Billingsley Finest on the radio.
Oh, my God.
What's happening, man? It's a ride, but it's worth the trip. And that's a big old cow, 20,000 pounds, Jack.
I know.
I own a girl from Georgia. Ain't that where the Abrams cat was from?
Yes.
So this money that's from California has found a hole in Georgia, and they are really used. I mean, I guess they just pouring in there now, huh? So Georgia.
Well, you remember the out of state money and using Georgia as a national focus started with our friend Jack Ossoff.
Yep.
You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it did. And I know this ain't Friday, but I'm going to try to say, have you seen the food stamp thing about me? I was thinking Trump might be playing chess again with the food stamps. Because, you know, he be bringing all the Big Macs, all the fast food, been flaunting in all those TV. Well, now, the dude even carrying the bill that they about to make it where food stamps could be used in restaurants, he even has questions about it. So he's carrying a bill for somebody else. Because the way they interviewed him, I read two of his interviews, and he was like, well, I got questions myself. Well, no, it's supposed to be your bill. Why you got questions? So I guess Trump may be, and that's a good, I mean, I'm with it. I mean, because that's the place you get
Randall,
food.
Randall, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who has a bill?
Tom, his first name's Tom. He is a Republican, and they going to make it where, you know.
Let me ask you questions, and we'll get through this quicker.
Yes, sir.
The bill says you can use food stamps in restaurants, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm thinking good. I really do. I mean, you can only get food at McDonald's, and it's cheap. You can get a hamburger for $1, and you're not going in there getting energy. I mean, tea. I don't know, man. I don't know what people buy in stores, but if it's supposed to be for food,
here's what I saw the other day. I was at the Walmart Marketplace. You know what those are? Not the big super Walmart, just the little marketplace, like the short, the small Walmarts. No. There's one over across from the Coliseum. There's one on Vaughn Road. I don't know if there's another one. Those are the only two I've ever been to. I watched a woman buy, I don't know, normal food. You know, Kix cereal for kids, which we buy at home. Some iron bread or whatever and all that kind of stuff. Iron Kids bread. And there were some snacks, but kids need snacks. I mean, potato chips and Goldfish and that kind of stuff. But I, you know, nothing that I thought was out of bounds, right? She goes up here, and she pays for all of the food, and she pulls out her little Alabama EBT card and pays for it. And I thought, you know what?
It's obvious she has kids based on the type of food she's wearing, buying. I really don't have a problem with my tax money, a small, small, super small portion of it going to help feed these kids. They've done nothing wrong. Their only sin is being born to someone without a lot of resources. I'm fine with that. Then she says, hold on, I have one more transaction. And pulls out from the bottom of the cart, had to be over 150 beers. Case after case after case after case after case of Miller Lite. Not even cheap beer. You know, Miller Lite, which is, you know, mid-grade beer.
Yes.
She didn't get Milwaukee's Best. She didn't get Old Milwaukee. She didn't get Keystone. She got, you know.
Not one six-pack.
No, and they were all these 24-pack of cans. And they had to be, I don't know, six or seven of these cases. 100, 150, 200 beers. A lot of beer. And then she paid for it with cash. And it was not cheap. It was like $100. And I thought.
Yeah, you have a problem with
you
that.
You got $100 to buy beer. But you don't have $100 to feed your. I have to feed your kids? And I mean, this just happened. And I almost put it on Facebook, but I thought, you know what, Baron? Don't be that guy that's complaining and ranting and raving on Facebook about poor people, because she's probably the exception, not the rule. Most poor people are probably really just trying to feed their kids. I mean, I went through this whole scenario in my head, but it has bothered me for over a week now. Over a week, I've been thinking of this woman who uses food stamps, obviously has children, but has $100 cash to buy a bunch of beer. And it bothered me. It bothered me.
Yeah, but then you go, it ain't the kid's fault, I guess, like you say, man. Humans are going to be humans, I reckon.
There's no way to police it because she's paying cash.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know.
But some of the stuff you can buy in the store is not food type products. You can get by without them monster drinks and, I mean, all that kind of stuff. And it's straight food at McDonald's, you know what I mean? And that's cheap. Dollar menu stuff, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, but are you going to be able to go down to buy a filet mignon at the local steakhouse?
Oh, there you go.
See what I'm saying? Right, I don't know.
Once you start.
Right.
That's
what bothers me.
That's why I call Grand Mufti.
Well, Grand Mufti answers.
Yeah, sir.
Thanks, Randall.
272-922. That bothered me, that woman. And I wanted to, but here's the other thing, too. It could have been her boyfriend had given her $100 and said, I'm having a party this weekend. Buy me some beer. Could have been an employer who said, you know, we got the big office bash this weekend. So I didn't want to say anything to her. I didn't want to say anything on Facebook. I don't know the facts and circumstances. It may not have been her money. It may not have been her beer. It may not, but it bothered me. It bothered me enough that I've been thinking about it for over a week now.
Yeah.
It's almost been 2 weeks. And I've been in the back of my head thinking, man, you know. And the thing is, I was going through the entire analysis. Because that card is distinctive. As soon as she pulled out that card, I thought, you know, her kids didn't do anything wrong, and they need to eat, and they deserve snacks too. I mean, my kids get snacks. Why can't her kids have snacks?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? It's part of growing up. You get chips, and you get Goldfish, and you get Fruit Loops, and bubble gum, and all that kind of stuff.
Ooh.
You like Fruit Loops, don't you?
No.
You know what's an underrated breakfast cereal? I don't even know if you can get any more. Apple Jacks.
I love Apple Jacks.
You remember Apple Jacks?
Yes.
I never see ads for them anymore.
I didn't
anymore.
Eat them growing up, but I've eaten them as an adult.
I never see ads for them anymore. We used to have them growing up. I never see ads for them. I never see, I don't see them in the store, but we only buy two kinds of cereal. That's it. Regular Cheerios and Raisin Bran. That's it.
That's my favorite cereal.
Raisin Bran?
Yes.
It'll keep you moving.
Yeah.
Set a clock on it.
You know what? You know what I ate as an adult and really liked it?
Huh.
Fruity Pebbles.
You know what Fruity Pebbles smells like? There is a new brand. It's been out in the last probably 10 years or so, and I smell it everywhere. There's a new brand of men's urinal cake that smells like Fruity Pebbles, and as soon as you walk into a men's restroom, you smell it immediately.
You mean those little
cakes they throw in the urinal so they don't stink? They smell like Fruity Pebbles. And every single person I pointed it out to, strangers, relatives, friends, I walk in the restroom and say, smell that Fruity Pebbles? They're like, oh my gosh, that does smell like Fruity Pebbles. It smells.
I'm amazed anybody knows what Fruity Pebbles smells like.
Oh, it's a distinctive smell.
Yeah.
It's the smell of 30 pounds of food coloring in a bowl.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's good. Cocoa Pebbles are better. Well, I'm sorry for the things that I told you. Cocoa Pebbles, Cocoa Puffs.
Oh.
Count Chocula.
Cocoa Crispies.
Cocoa Crispies. Ooh, I forgot about those.
Yeah, Rice Krispies with chocolate.
Yeah. We need to have a breakfast cereal sampling up here or something. I'm starving. That's this. Now I am.
I love cereal, and it's wretched for you.
We'll be back. It's terrible for you.
crazy, and I haven't always been around to say the right words or to hold you in the morning or to help you when you're down. I know I never showed you much of a good time, but baby, things are gonna change.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 912757.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Throwback rock and roll feel. I don't know why they didn't make it. I saw them live one time. They were terrible live. Maybe that was the reason. All right, 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman are here with you on a daily basis. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete, he's available on a daily basis as well. This guy has some of the highest quality crews around. He's going to come out and talk to you, but when those crews get to work on your concrete job, you'll see how quickly they can work. They get in and out. They clean up. They don't leave a mess. They leave it just like they found it, and it is a really, really high-quality experience. If you need any concrete work at all, patios, driveway, sidewalks, curbing, parking lots, pad, foundation, piers for your home, I mean, you know, whatever it is you want to build, you get Tom Latham on the job. Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies on the web, pennyearned.co. You can also check him out on Facebook, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, or call him directly, 284-9292. 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Jack, I'm going to back up away from the microphone and grab something out of my book. You're going to love it.
What am I going to love, Baron?
I am holding in my hands right here a book I'm going to read. This book alleges Howard Hughes did not die in the 70s, but lived out his life until 2002 in the state of Alabama, in the Dothan area. They've got pictures, evidence, testimony of his wife, who he lived with for 36 years, who figured out he was Howard Hughes over time. It's amazing. It's amazing. The Secret Life of Howard Hughes, called Boxes.
You know, he was kin to a lady here in Montgomery named Avis McIntyre Hughes, or Avis Hughes McIntyre. She owned a lot of property. And I guess Avis is dead, but she was an heir to Howard Hughes, but I don't know, an heiress. I don't know what she got, if anything. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
In Dothan, Alabama.
Outside of Dothan, Alabama.
Did he live on Spruce Goose Drive?
I don't know what that means. Is there a drive down there called Spruce Goose Drive?
That was his airplane.
Oh, I don't know.
The Spruce...
Jack!
What?
I don't know.
What?
I didn't fly on the aircraft,
I didn't
Jack.
Either, Baron. I can't believe that. You're not... Well, then you need to read that book on Howard Hughes.
I do need to.
Where'd you get it? Somebody give it to you?
Yeah. Velocki gave it to me. Downstairs.
Oh, okay.
It's interesting.
It was... Hughes H-4 Hercules, strategic airlift flying boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure it actually flew, but it was very famous.
I just think it's fantastic.
Well, he was an interesting man.
She said he faked his death, moved with her to Alabama, and moved to a ranch west of Troy, Alabama. It wasn't down by Dothan. And then he died in Dothan, Alabama, November 21, 2001.
So the woman that married him didn't know he was...
Not at the time.
What did he say his name was?
Nick.
Nick.
N-I-K. Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait to read this book. I am so intrigued. I'm going to start it immediately upon ending this radio program. I'm so excited.
I've never heard this theory before.
Yeah. I haven't either. It was the first I'd ever heard of it.
How did Balaki find it?
The book was just on the bookshelf downstairs.
You kidding?
No. And he said he just picked it up and he thought, Secret Life of Howard Hughes, yeah, I'll read it. Not long.
But
they were in Nicaragua and Panama and then came up to Arizona and then made their way over to Alabama.
Well, you know, there were all these rumors that he had grown his hair real long and his fingernails and looked like some creature. That he was a recluse, he never went anywhere.
Yeah.
And
but they've got his marriage certificate to her and just a whole bunch of stuff in here.
Do they have pictures?
Yeah, they do, but it doesn't have... apparently, he didn't want to be... He was weird about being photographed and all this other stuff.
How did he make all his money?
I don't know. Being rich, I guess. The rich get richer. I wish I got richer. Who is this?
Cooper.
Hey, Cooper.
Hey, the Spruce Goose used to be housed in a building very similar to the Coliseum there in Montgomery at Long Beach, California, right next to the Queen Mary. And you could go in and see, you know, for $5, whatever, you could go in and see it. It was amazing. It was just it was darn near as big as a 747, made completely out of wood.
It
only flew one time.
Well,
They
said Spruce Goose because it was made with spruce, but I read earlier that it was made mostly of birch. There it is, Baron.
It was made of plywood.
Yeah.
But it's not at Long Beach anymore. It's been moved somewhere, and I'm not really sure. I think it's up around Portland or Seattle, up in that general area. It wouldn't be hard to find out. I don't know if it's on display anymore or not, but yeah, it's pretty amazing to see when you see that thing up close, just how big it is. But anyway, if you, yeah, he was a weird dude.
Maybe he really wasn't as weird as we thought.
You know, I think that there was, and I can't think of the guy who was kind of his right-hand man that was mixed up in Republican politics. You said his name, I'll think of it. But he kind of, I think they kept him pretty drugged up and because they had a good thing going with all the money he had laying around. He was a strange character.
Is there, what's like the definitive Howard Hughes movie?
Pardon?
What's the definitive Howard Hughes movie?
I'm not aware that there
Aviator.
Is one.
Aviator.
Is that it? Aviator?
I don't.
I mean, is
I don't
it accurate?
I don't know if it's definitive, but it's kind of based on him.
Yeah. Said later in life he became known for his eccentric behavior. I'm reading from Wikipedia now. And reclusive lifestyle. Oddities caused in part by a worsening OCD, chronic pain from a near-fatal plane crash, and increasing deafness. Yeah, says he died on April 5th, 76, and was buried in Glenwood Cemetery. Would be, I mean, who the hell did they bury if not him?
Well, there's that whole story of that guy from, I don't know if it was Kansas or Missouri, that claimed Hughes left him everything. You know, I hadn't seen anything written on this in a long time, but, you know, 10, 20 years ago, all this was kind of popular. Anyhow, enjoying the show this morning.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks.
He gained film and he gained fame in Hollywood.
I think he was a.
And then he became an investor.
Yeah.
And then he started Hughes Aircraft Company. Hmm. Interesting. I'm fascinated by that. I'm going to read the book. I'm fascinated by any of these things. Like you know, I'm confident Hitler made it to South America. Here's a picture of him walking in Alabama with gloves and a hat, Jack. If you want to see that, and they can't see much in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know if that's him or not. All right, our number, 272-9228, if you want
to get it. It's housed at the Evergreen, the Spruce Goose is at the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum, and I don't even know where that is, but anyway.
Well, you know, I don't know how we got sidetracked.
Well.
You got all this news to get to.
I
don't know if anybody else has heard that theory. It's fascinating.
I want to read it after you're done with it.
Well, here's the book jacket back, and then we'll go to a break. Ava McClelland was good at keeping secrets, and she had a big one. Sworn to secrecy for 31 years until the death of her husband, Ava was at last able to come forward and share a story that turns 20th century history on its head and fills in puzzling blanks in the mysterious life of the tycoon Howard Hughes. How could Hughes appear to witnesses as emaciated, long-fingernailed, mentally incompetent, yet fly jet aircraft 4 months later? How could a doctor describe him as looking like a prisoner of war when at the same time investment bankers, politicians, and diplomats who met him said he was articulate and well-groomed? The answer is a perfect example of the brilliance of the elusive billionaire. He simply found a mentally incompetent man to impersonate him. Drawing the attention of the Internal Revenue Service and an army of lawyers who pursued him, while he conducted his business in peace from Panama with his new wife, Ava McClelland.
Does it have a D on the end of her name?
Yeah. McClelland.
McClelland.
Duh. I'm going to read it. It's only 100 and something pages. You can read it in a day, probably. It's 180 pages. Read it in a day or two. Our number, 272-9228. Who is this?
This is Biloxi Gambler. I used to live in Vegas when he was in the Desert Inn out there.
Mm-hmm.
He invented a grill bit. It's where he first made his money. And then he had a crush on this actress, and he wanted to meet her or whatever, so he bought the movie studio, and then that's when he started making movies.
Okay.
Yeah, we know all about Howard Hughes from being out there. He was a nut. And he's dead.
Nick Nicely is what he went by. N-I-K. Nick Nicely.
Right. Yeah. He's dead.
Well, he is now, but for sure. But
it's an interesting theory, though.
Why do you think he's dead?
He was in Mexico or flew to Mexico, was flying back to Mexico on one of his airplanes, and he was dead. It's in the National Enquirer. You know it has to be true. Hey, the Enquirer's right more than they're wrong. Look what they said about Michael Jackson. Now it turned out to be true. Now everybody's going, hey, maybe he really was a weirdo.
And also, they also got it right on John Edwards. And they got it right on Jeff Bezos.
See? So they're right about Howard Hughes. No, but they had pictures of them when they were rolling them off and all that kind of stuff. Oh, and it was a Mormon. That guy was talking about he surrounded himself with Mormons because they didn't drink, smoke, do drugs, or anything like that. He trusted them. That was his, it was like a Mormon mafia. Like Elvis had his people and Howard Hughes. He could trust the Mormons. They wouldn't steal from them or anything like that. And there was a bunch of men. There's one of those. So that may have been that articulate man they were talking about that would represent them or whatever like that. But, yeah, he had plenty of money. But he started with the drill bits out in Texas.
Got to go into the drill bit business, Campbell. I found my next job. Hey, thanks for your call. Going into drill bits.
Jeff. The Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum is in McMinnville, Oregon.
I have a hard time believing this story that Howard Hughes lived out his life in Alabama.
Nobody around here would know who the hell he was.
Right.
So that's what he
could have gone down Dexter in a Spruce Goose and no one would have known what it was. So get that wood plane out of here.
I would have known.
33 minutes after 10 o'clock.
I'll be the one who's tough. You'll be the one who's got it rough. It won't be long and maybe I'll be real strong. Maybe I'll do things right. Or maybe I'll start tonight.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
From the Fox Business Network, investors are waiting for news from the Federal Reserve, which concludes its two-day meeting later today. FedEx shares are sharply lower after it predicted weaker growth in global trade. BMW is warning its profits could drop significantly this year. It's blaming stricter emissions regulation, heavy investment in electric and self-driving cars, and global trade tensions, among other issues. However, Starbucks shares are higher. CEO Kevin Johnson is upbeat about the company and says business in China is growing.
Our business continues to be very healthy in China. We've accelerated our new store growth. We're now at 3,400 stores. We're building 600 net new stores a year. So we're opening a new Starbucks store in China every 15 hours.
Johnson says Starbucks has been in China for 20 years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
When weather hits, the
right wiper blades make all the difference.
That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On the first day of spring, with spring officially arriving at 4:58 this afternoon, lots of sunshine today. Should be a good one with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy. We've got the full supermoon tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, more sun. Another nice day. High in the upper 60s to maybe teasing 70. Friday's high around 71. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Great weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Spring breakers will love that. The pollen count still in the very high range through the end of the week and probably into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Minutes after 10 o'clock.
Can you hear me calling out your name?
Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis. We'll get back to those phone calls in mere moments. I want to tell everyone my friend Sam McClure over at the Adoption Law Firm, and I've given you guys a sense of urgency here lately, but there's a reason for that. I know a lot of people, I hear them talk about adoption, and I don't hear them talk early in the process about who's going to assist them through the adoption process. And then they end up in the middle of it, and they realize, whoa, we didn't think of that. Oh, I didn't know that was coming. Oh, I didn't know we were going to have to take care of this and that. And then I think, why didn't you guys call Sam McClure over at the adoption firm? Theadoptionfirm.com, 546-2009. Why didn't you pick up the phone and call 546-2009, get in touch with Sam McClure over at the adoption firm, and get this stuff taken care of years in advance? You don't have to wait until the last minute. You can, and if you're already in the process, you need to get in touch with Sam. 546-2009, 546-2009, theadoptionfirm.com. Go to the Facebook page. That's what I recommend. I want everybody, whether you want to adopt or not, go to the Facebook page. Even if you're just another small business, go to the Facebook page. And here's why. Some small businesses do Facebook pages right, and some small businesses do Facebook pages very, very wrong. And what I always tell candidates is, if you're going to do your Facebook page wrong, don't do it at all. Don't do it at all. Small business is the same thing. If you're not going to do your Facebook page right, don't do it at all. So if you're just a small business and want to see how to do a Facebook page correctly, if you're thinking of starting a small business, go to the Adoption Law Firm Facebook page. Look at the videos. Look at the reviews. Look at the content. Look at how, just even if you don't want to hire him as a lawyer, even if you're not even thinking about adoption, go there and look for how to professionally manage a Facebook page. Have it look spick and span, tip top. It's a really, really cool page. So that was not part of the ad. That was just me begging you to do things right if you're going to do it at all.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sharon.
Hi.
Hey.
I called with a quick story about Howard Hughes, sort of.
Uh-huh.
I used to work for a man named Albert R. Broccoli. And Mr. Broccoli told me that he and Howard Hughes were partners during the making of his airplane. And they had occasion to go to England for some meetings. The Spruce Goose, that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Anyhow, while they were there, now this is a story told to me by Mr. Broccoli. I was not there. while they were in England, they had an occasion, a social meeting, to meet Ian Fleming. Well, Ian Fleming took an
extreme... That's a snotty place.
He took an immediate liking to Mr. Broccoli, and unbeknownst to Mr. Broccoli, when Ian Fleming died, he had left Mr. Broccoli 100% rights to all of his James Bond books.
Are you serious?
That's what I was told.
Let me tell you something. I would be tempted if I didn't know Sharon as a regular faithful caller who told us the truth every time she dialed. I would be tempted to not believe that story on the name of Fleming and Broccoli alone.
Right.
I would think you had an affinity for green things, and you'd just be making up stories.
No, no. It's not as glamorous as you might think. It was my job to show up a couple months before the filming took place.
That sounds fun.
And locate the people to bribe to make sure that if he wanted the Champs-Élysées on Tuesday that he could get it, and they would block off traffic.
You're in the bribery business?
I was in the bribery business.
Are you a lobbyist or a legislator? Or?
No, just a young working mother who happened to be on a really fun job.
Well, you could have really expanded your operations. I didn't know you had the tools to take it and make it in government services.
Yep.
You'd have gone a long way in Alabama.
When you've got Cubby Broccoli's pocketbook, you can do a lot of stuff that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to do.
I want a friend with the last name Broccoli.
Well, it was actually correctly pronounced Broccoli when they were in Italy. But when you come to America, you know, it's just Broccoli.
Oh, Mr. Broccoli. Hey, now listen.
Yeah.
I went to a high school in, I guess, in the 90s, maybe, I don't know, maybe this is something that every high school did, but in my area at that time, everyone had nicknames. Nobody really went by their real name. And I had two friends with food nicknames that sometimes made me hungry just talking to them. One was Butter, who still goes by Butter to this very day. And Butter got his name. He had a hat. We were allowed to wear hats in high school, so all the boys wore hats. And a lot of people wore college hats, but some people wore theme hats. And he had a hat, and it said Butter on the front of it. And it was made out of, the word butter was the art was pieces like chunks of butter, and they were melting. But his hat said Butter. And he became Butter, like in one semester, my 10th grade year, and remained Butter. We're going on 40s now. I mean, he's been Butter ever since. So for 24 years now, he's been Butter. The other one was Cheeseburger. Now, Cheeseburger's name was Steven. Butter's name was Billy in real life. But Steven went by Cheeseburger because no matter where we went, he would only order a cheeseburger. And it got so bad, we went to a Mexican restaurant, and he said, can I get a cheeseburger? And they said, no, man, this is a Mexican restaurant. We don't have a cheeseburger. He said, how about this? And he thought for a second. He said, let me get a layer of chips on a plate, some ground beef, some cheese on top of that, and then another layer of chips on top, and I'll make little cheese Mexican cheeseburgers with each bite. And so we start calling him Cheeseburger. And I think to this day, he's still Cheeseburger.
when I was
in college, I knew a guy. Well, I shouldn't say this one because he's from Alabama. I'll leave that one out.
What was your nickname, Baron?
Baron.
Yeah. Oh.
What was yours, Jack?
Leg.
He's a Jack Leg.
Jack Leg. Somebody called me Jack Leg one time, and then everybody started calling me Leg.
Like so, leg up.
Yeah, leg.
Oh my goodness.
Little brother's name in the fraternity was Skull.
Skull?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, why?
Well, we were playing bowling upstairs in the fraternity house, and he fell and split his head open, and they had to shave his head, and you could see his skull. So he could, yeah.
Oh, poor baby.
We had a lot of nickname people, though. We had a guy named Steve who was...
Was he from Indiana?
No, he was kind of a crusty-looking guy, so we called him Dirty Steve. And so Dirty Steve became Dirty Steve. And then we had a friend last name Commissar, and that was kind of long, so we called him Comey the Clown.
James.
We have Comey the Clown now.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've never made that connection until right now. But it's funny because when I talk to people from back home, you ask about, you know, how's Comey doing? How's Butter? You know, and it just, it doesn't seem weird until you talk about it on the radio, and then you sound like a psychopath.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, y'all probably went to some really rough kinds of school.
No, actually, I didn't. I went to a very nice school in a very nice neighborhood. So. All right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye.
I could talk to Sharon all day. I could go get coffee with Sharon. Ask her questions. She sounds like she's lived an interesting life. You disagree?
No.
We'll be back. 272-9228. 13 minutes now to the top of the hour. I'm getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me. Just across the bar, my seat's been taken by some sunglasses. Asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. When you hear it, into the field, you know. An evening with the Steve Miller Band.
Thank you very much. You've been great.
This Thursday, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Filled with hit after hit. And we got to get down, swing down. The Steve Miller Band. Live in concert. This Thursday, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or call 800-745-3000. For more info and tour dates, visit SteveMillerBand.com. Steve Miller Band Ultimate Hits available now. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
fun. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, now 9 minutes to the top of the hour.
You trying to break my stride?
Yeah, I am. Matthew Wilder. This song was huge.
I wonder what it went to in the charts.
I don't know. We'll probably find out. My friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage are generous sponsors of this hour. 567-4223, if you want to get in touch with them. 567-4223. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage is a, you know, there's a difference in mortgage lenders. She says it, we say it, everybody knows it, but my goodness, you guys have to realize that's honest. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. Your entire experience rises, dies, falls on whether or not your mortgage lender is giving you the services you need. And you got to call her, 567-4223. That's how you get in touch with her, 567-4223. She can help you refinance. Get that new home, you know? I mean, especially right now. I don't know what all is going to happen in Montgomery in the next couple of years, but now's probably a good time to look at where you're going to live 10 years from now. And, you know, you want to get pre-qualified. Know how much house you can get, how much you can afford. 567-4223. And the great thing is, if you've bought a new house in the last 15, 18 months, I did that, and I was able to refinance, save some money. I still haven't paid my first payment yet. That doesn't happen until May 1st. So even all through March, all through April, I'm living with no house payments. No house payments. So call her. She can do the same thing for you. 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. You know who Mama June is, Jack?
Yeah.
Who? I did not before last night.
I don't know.
All right. Here's the headline from WSFA. I was so intrigued when my wife read me this headline that I had to know more. Mama June was treated like any other suspect, Alabama sheriff says. I didn't know who Mama June was. Her name is June Shannon. That name ring any bells? Mama June is a nickname for June Shannon. She was booked into the Macon County Jail the other day, and as soon as he booked her into the jail, the sheriff's office phones started ringing off the hook. And Andre Brunson, the sheriff, said he knew immediately this wasn't an ordinary arrest, but he still didn't know who this woman was. Shannon and her boyfriend, Gino Doak, were arrested on multiple charges, all basically stemming from crack cocaine and crack pipes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Police responded to a domestic violence call at a gas station in Macon County, and then they discovered all this other stuff. So they got booked into this Macon County Sheriff's Office, the jail, and immediately national television shows started calling wanting a mugshot and information about the arrest. He said, I never imagined we would get so many calls from so many different people about them. Me, myself, I wasn't too familiar with Mama June at all. But somebody recognized them right away. You know who it is? It's the mother of Honey Boo Boo. Remember that Honey Boo Boo thing that blew up a few years ago?
Yes.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Big old biggin.
Yeah, big old fat kid that did whatever kind of. Apparently, she's on crack, the mom.
Mama June. Yeah.
He said, we followed our rules and our guidelines. They were treated the same as anyone else when they came to the Macon County Jail. She rocketed to reality stardom with her young daughter, Alana, in 2012. Now, our radio signal goes to the Macon County Jail. I wonder if right now Mama June and Mr. Doak are listening.
Well, if Mama June, if you listen, how you doing?
She's probably detoxing from crack. She's probably not doing well at all. In 2012, when the girl was featured on TLC's child beauty pageant show Toddlers in Tiaras, the child was later given her own show, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, and Shannon became, what was that?
They're either laughing or crying. I don't know what's going on.
Sounded kind of sultry, Jack.
Yeah, it did.
Didn't it?
Keep going, Bear.
I mean, I'm all out of sorts now. I don't know if that went out over the air or not. She became the focus of her own show
Anybody know she had been arrested?
I don't know.
That's funny.
Honey Boo Boo. 84 knew who Honey Boo Boo was. He nailed it before we revealed it. I don't know. Said she'd lost a bunch of weight. Maybe she's not a fatty anymore. I just think it's funny. This is why you don't want to be famous when you're not accustomed to having money. You end up on crack in Macon County in a jail.
God.
You know what I mean?
You never know what direction life's going to take you.
Well, I mean, think about it. You're just normal, average, everyday. I mean, I don't know. I have seen portions of this show before. She struck me as just your everyday trash.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden she has millions of dollars. Does she all of a sudden become not trash, or is she just rich trash?
Trash with money.
Yes. And what does trash with money do? Apparently buys crack and drives to Macon County fighting with your boyfriend.
I wonder why she was over in Macon County.
I don't know. Someone suggests she has a new diet, crack. That's how she lost all the weight. Maybe. Maybe. It might be how she lost all the weight. I had one more local story, and I can't find it. It's buried in this stack somewhere. Oh, here it is. Stories like this bother me. Here's the headline, and I want you to put it in context. Because when you hear the word, I want you... The word is overused. Here's the headline. State urging vaccinations as North Alabama hepatitis A outbreak grows. Well, I heard outbreak, and I thought, holy hell, how many people up there have hepatitis A? This is a third world disease, by the way. There's no hepatitis A in the United States, not really. An outbreak of hepatitis A that started in North Alabama late last year continues to grow, and I'm thinking, man, there must be thousands of people, maybe tens of thousands of people. This is a state, after all, of nearly 5 million people, 4.8 million people, 4.9 million people. We have nearly 5 million people. An outbreak of hepatitis A must be taking out thousands, hundreds at a bare minimum. I mean, 600, 800, 900. I'm thinking 8,000 to 10,000 minimum.
Au contraire.
The outbreak, which began September 1, that's the anniversary of the incursion into Poland, 1938. It's now at 35 cases. The agency said Jackson County has...
Oh, do they have a Panera Bread up there?
That's
too?
What I'm wondering. That's what the Jackson County says the majority reported cases are 22 at Jackson County. 12 cases in DeKalb County, one in Marshall County. And they're calling this an outbreak. Here's what I want to know. This is a third world country disease. No, people in the United States, native to the United States, don't generally, if they only interact with other people native to the United States, don't come down with hepatitis A. Where the hell is this stuff coming from?
I don't know.
Because it got into Montgomery, and it was at Panera, and they went around, and everybody charging $70 to $90 to get vaccinated. The last case was reported March 3. They're calling it an outbreak, though. Look, can we stop using the word outbreak every time something happens? Outbreak means it's about to take over the state. It's breaking out of containment. 35 cases is three dozen. That's a kindergarten class. That's an elementary school class. That's not... And can you guys start providing some demographic information? Are these natives to the United States? Are these people who came over illegally? Are these people resettled from Afghanistan and Syria? I mean, hepatitis A is not something you normally get.